Welcome to a special edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We've seen all the PR in the internet about the Wall of Fame, which is going to grace the back wall of Brayhead Arena. I'm delighted to say on the line to talk to me is the first entrant of the Wall of Fame. It's the coach from season 2010-2011. It is, of course, Bruce Richardson. Bruce, thank you very much for joining us. A great honour to have bestowed upon you. How proud do you feel right now?
Well, I feel great. It's always... pleasant and to see yourself get an award like that. Obviously, I take pride in doing the best in as a player and as a coach. In that first year, I put my heart on my sleeve and to try to make sure that we start this great organization the right way, and with all the help of a lot of people around, especially Neil Black, I think I did that. And now today, to be honored by the organization, it's a tap in the back saying, you know what, Bruce, thanks for getting started. And I'm really, really honored, and it's grateful for that honor.
Now, of course, it was your first ever coaching job. You'd been at Nottingham Panthers prior to that. How much did you learn in that year in Glasgow?
You learn a lot, obviously. When you coach, you never stop learning. You always, every day when you go to the arena and you meet new people and you learn. But that year, I learned a lot from how to manage players. It's different of being just, a player going to the rink and playing. You know, when you have to manage 20 to 22 players, that's the biggest part. As a coach, you got to make sure that the 20 players are ready for the game, and you got to try to motivate them to make sure you could win those games. But as a player, the only one you have to motivate is yourself, and to get yourself ready. So that year I learned a lot how to manage a hockey player and to work with hockey player also.
And of course, it was quite a year as well. You finished fifth place in that one season you had in Glasgow. How much pride do you take in the foundations that you've laid for the club as it is today?
Well, I always say if you want to have success, and I remember saying it while I was there and talking to Neil. I said, if we want to have success, we have to have a good product on the ice. And I thought this year I was able I remember that first year, I was trying to sell it to people, to players, to come to Brayhead, without even knowing myself what I was getting myself into. And I think the guys, they believed me. They came in there, and we were able to put a good product on the ice. And after that, the people, when they see your team is winning, because the fans, they want to see a team that competes every night and that win the hockey game. And that's like that in every business and every league in the world. So I think we were able to put some product on the ice, and the people came and cheered for us, and it gave us some energy. And to finish this that first year was a great accomplishment for ourselves.
Now, of course, it's been 6 years, that the club's been in existence. Last year, they came second in the league, as you know, qualified for European competition. What would it mean to you on a personal level if the club were to win a trophy in the near future?
It would be great, to see, obviously we play because we love the game, but we also play to win trophies. To see a Brayhead coming so close last year, I was watching it, and it was great to see. But I think they're not far away from it, and I'm pretty sure in the near future they'll get some trophy, and I'll feel great about it because I've been part of that organization. I started something, and it's keep going, and it's keeping and growing. So obviously, it's going to feel great to see them win a trophy.
And it must be nice as well to still be held in such high esteem by the Purple Army who cheered you during that first year and continue to appreciate what you did for the club.
Yeah, I still, my kids, sometimes we play for fun hockey, and they scream Richardson Purple Army for fun. So it's always fun. I remember those nights going to the rink and having the crowd scream Richardson Purple Army. Obviously, it still gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So obviously, it was really fun back then when people were screaming and cheering my name like that.
Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for talking to us on Clan Radio, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you. Again, I'd like to thank the fan and the organization and the Clan for that honor. I want to wish them good luck for the future with the organization. And you never know, in hockey, maybe one day I'll be able to come back and visit Brayhead. So good luck, and thanks again.
And there we go. That's the first of our Wall of Famers. It is, of course, Bruce Richardson. Thank you for his time. Thank you to you for listening. This was Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back with another one soon. Bye for now.